Chapter 7. The Apple. You may notice that sleep is getting difficult and that you cannot read a book because you cannot remember what has happened a second before what you are reading. You may also start to notice that you are always shaking slightly, especially when you're lying in bed not sleeping. Don't worry, it's probably not Parkinson's. Just stress, and it's all helping with the shedding of weight. Those tiny tremors are just part of the breakup diet. And worrying that you may have an incurable disease will also add to the stress, which in turn helps with the effectiveness of your weight loss. It was about 2 weeks after he left, while spying on him on my son's iPad, I noticed he got an email from a very expensive restaurant in Toronto confirming his booking for dinner for two. Dinner for two. It's the little things that make you crazy. I looked up the restaurant online and it had pictures of Hollywood actors eating, very, very fancy. This was typical of him, wanting to take us somewhere flashy to show her what an amazing man he really was. Since the day he'd left, I've been very open to him taking our son for overnight stays, as I didn't want my son to be too upset. Remember, this was the period also when he kept saying to me that he needed time to think alone and that she wasn't important. That he barely ever saw her, and he was seeing a psychologist trying to figure out how he felt. So that early evening, he was dropping our son home and I was waiting. "Hey," I said, "so what are you up to tonight?" "I have to go and meet a builder downtown to pick up a check," he said, not looking at me. "Oh, where are you meeting?" "At some bar," he replied, a tiny smirk flying across his face. Goading him further, I asked, "Why do I think you're lying?" "Just leave me alone," he said, raising his voice. "You're driving me crazy. Just leave me alone." So I made him hug me. I often in this period made him hug me, and I'd say things like, "Just come home, Matt." But to his credit, he didn't cave. So what could I do? I called a friend who lived in Toronto and I asked her to go to said flashy restaurant and spy on him. And I went to a party with my son. Oh, the sweet misery and kind of disgusting excitement of spying on your husband. At about 10:30, I got a call. A very sad friend said, "I'm so sorry, Tamara, but I just saw him sitting with a girl. He was running his fingers up and down her back, and they were laughing." That's when I started to shake. It lasted about 6 weeks. So I texted him. "I know what you're doing. I know where you are. Dinner for two, dinner for two." A few days later, he came to the house to get some paperwork. It was exactly 2 weeks since he had left, and I had to ask, "So, have you slept with her yet?" I was standing in the kitchen and he was by the front door, and between us was a big bowl of fresh fruit on the kitchen bar. "What do you expect me to say?" His eyes looked different, smaller. "I expect the truth." I kept looking at this one apple. He stood still for a few seconds and then he said, "What do you think?" Oh, I so wanted to grab that apple and whip it at his head. Ugh. "It's a one-word answer. Yes or no. Come on, spit it out." Apple. Silence. Apple. I pictured it hitting his temple and rebounding and smashing on the wall. "Yes," he said. And then I started yelling. I like the use of the word fuck for the actual use of fuck. Oh, I don't mind saying you fucking liar, but I don't like using it when it's descriptive. I find it gross. I had many a rant about it before when seeing it in movies. When they would say, "Let's bleep," I mean, who says that in real life? maybe Americans, but not Canadians, and certainly not English people. So I'd never ever used that word in that way until that moment, and then I just couldn't stop saying it. You fucker, you fucking fucker, you fucker, you fucked her already, it's been 2 weeks, you motherfucker, and so on. Yeah. Then he said, it's not that unusual, you know, it happens all the time. I could see him starting to get scared. He was wondering if I was going to attack him. The kitchen bar was between us, so he kind of dived out the door and was gone. It wasn't a high point, but the apple at least stayed motionless and listened. It really was a turning point for me, though. The thought of him actually inserting his willy into her thingy made me repulsed and even madder. In my very weird way, I'm very naive and, I don't know, sexually sheltered. I hardly really ever talk or even think about sex, and if I picture other people doing it, I find it kind of hilarious and awful. I always thought I'd be swept away like in a Harlequin romance and not do it till I was married and be totally monogamous. I find all the sex and preoccupation with it in our day-to-day lives very strange and most of the time quite embarrassing. So to think after 14 years it had just taken him 2 weeks to do it, if that was the first time, well, it was a big one for me. And the fact that he just shrugged like, what do I expect? Anyway. I have to say that if it wasn't for my friends, I may have done something stupid at about this stage. I have no idea what that would have been, but I started to think I had every excuse to just blow my gasket. Instead, I started to remove him from the house. I packed up all his clothes and put them in the barn. I took all his photos off the walls and had my first dinner party, and it was great. And like I said, thank God for my friends. Between the lot of them, they didn't leave me alone much. I went to a ton of dinner parties and went on walks and played a ton of music. But one friendship really blossomed during this period, and that was with Patty. Patty was a fairly new friend at this stage. We had started hanging out at the soccer fields the summer before. She had three kids, and one of them was the same age as mine. We soon discovered that we had a ton in common, and that September we formed a band called Avro and started rehearsing with a few other locals in my shack. It was great fun. I remember calling her when it first happened and whispering down the phone, oh my God, I had this huge fight and he's having this kind of affair, and I had to kick him out. I remember thinking, do we know each other well enough? Should I tell her? But that's when we kind of got close. Patty pretty much saved my bacon. Just come round, she said, we'll talk. That led to probably three dinners a week. Our kids would play and we'd just talk. We went through it all in detail and we laughed a lot. Patty is excellent, super smart, well-traveled, very gorgeous, and really funny. And she indulged my self-indulgent splurgings. We had so much to talk about when it came to men. And at the same time, I think I was a kind of weird gift for her. Anyway, Patty really made me feel better, and she made me eat. At the time, she was trying to get fat, and as fat as she could. It was quite wonderful. She packed on about 20 pounds that winter, while I shed about the same amount. Even at her fattest, though, she looked great, because she has those amazing cheekbones. Another thing that happened was my sister started writing to me almost every day. And that was also really good. And one of the things they both encouraged, as well as many other people, except the counselor, was for me to have a fling. After all, I was free. And well, yes, the thought had crossed my mind. I convinced myself I was doing great, and that I was getting over all of this, and I was stronger now. Lying to yourself is a great suit of armor. But there's always some soft flesh. Exposed somewhere.
Folding up all your shirts and put them into garbage bags and tie them up tightly and take them from the house. Oh. take them from the house. Line your boots up in a row and march them out the door. Stack the books in plastic boxes and seal them up. Good, oh, seal them up. Good, it's like you died, but you went to hell. It's like you died, but you went to hell. Take our dreams and all our plans and sail them down the road, past the neighbors and vacant lands, the secrets you never showed. Oh, secrets you never showed. It's like you died, but you went to hell. It's like you died, but you went to hell.
Leave it there for good.